this part of your family?
No, we got a lot of time for it. It's not very good.
Your husband really does, in that picture over there, bear a very striking resemblance, and I think this picture also.
He's always got such a kick out of that.
You look very relaxed.
We were relaxed. We had no idea we'd have our picture. Just like I had no idea I was going to get my voice on a recorder.
That picture there, I think his face is fuller than my father's here. But the eyes are really very striking.
Well, he had beautiful eyes and long eyelashes. And my boys took after him and my girls took after me.
Is that right? How many girls do you have?
I had two girls. They're both gone now.
Oh.
But, I had four children.
Two boys and two girls.
Uh-huh.
Celebrated their golden anniversary last year, and they're still living in Ohio. And we went to Michigan. They eloped to Michigan when to get married when they first married. So they went back to have a second honeymoon.
Well, when we married, my husband's father had a store right next to my father's store. And there was a back door in between so they could go from one store to another. And Gene and I had been going steady for about a year. I started dating when I was about 15 and a half, and I married before I was 17, I was just 16. Anyway, Papa was Scotch-Irish, and he had a lot of wit about him. And he used to lay. Gene wanted to, after we became engaged, the thing to do was to ask the sweetheart's father if you could marry, you know. And Papa said that Gene kept walking. He could see him walking backwards and forwards during the at the door, you know, and Papa was back at his desk and he didn't let on, you know, at all. And so finally he got enough nerve to come in there. And he said, the young scale asked for you and then gave me to understand he's going to marry you. Well, that gave him a
determined.